Welcome to Start to Finish Motherhood, a podcast for those thinking or already single mothers by choice, just looking for practical advice for navigating life's relationships. When you decide to have children on your own, it doesn't mean that you're completely alone. I'm Aisha Jenkins, and I'm partnering with you every step of your journey.
Hi, everyone. This is episode 3 of my Sri Lanka series, and this episode will focus on tips for enjoying travel with children. As most of you know, I don't share photos of my children online. I thought this one episode would be a fine way to include them in my podcasting journey. They did enjoy our mini recording sessions together. What I tried to do was I tried to capture in real time my children's take on the trip. We are not rich by any means, and this was a big trip for us. So I wanted them to remember the entire experience. I wanted to teach them about the importance of enjoying the trip in general, but also enjoying and interacting with the people that you travel with and the kind people that you meet along the way. I wanted them to understand the importance of trying new things that are age appropriate and then taking time out from different points of the trip to reflect on the trip itself and to capture their thoughts in the moment. So if I had like teenagers, I might have them do a little bit of journaling each evening or every other evening. And so I hope you enjoy this glimpse into our lives as international travelers. This episode also offered me an opportunity to say a warm thank you to my friend Priyamal, to his sister-in-law, Neil Millie, to her cousin and our driver, Janica, and to the rest of his friends and family who helped us to plan out and execute this epic trip. I was not 100% sure what I was getting myself into with this trip. And so for those who don't know me in person, just know that I did it scared. And those who do know me in person, you know that I was just checking, dotting the I's, the T's, and just plotting along the way. Sometimes parenting is about being courageous and brave. This was only our second flight together as a family of 3. And our first trip was a short trip to Florida, which I think was probably 3 hours max. And this trip was a 19-hour trip with a layover. I wasn't really sure how the children would handle the 19 hours of flight time, but I was set on really embracing this opportunity and this space out from work. And I really had the mindset on taking a sabbatical. So mentally, I had about a year to prepare for taking the kids on a trip of this magnitude. And I'm so glad that I took this opportunity and just booked the trip. So here are some snippets from our trip. I hope you enjoy it. This was from day one, which was our early morning arrival in Sri Lanka, straight from the airport to the hotel. So here we go.
Hi, everybody. This is Aisha, and the girls and I just arrived in Sri Lanka. It is currently almost 5 o'clock. We just got to the hotel. And Camille, what were your thoughts about the plane ride?
Enjoyed the plane ride.
What was your favorite part of the plane ride?
My favorite part was looking out the window.
Looking out the window?
Mm-hmm.
Did you enjoy the food?
Yeah.
How many times did you eat?
I ate yummy, yummy, yummy.
What was your favorite food that you ate?
My favorite food, yogurt and chocolate and everything.
Okay. All right. Noah, did you enjoy the plane ride?
I enjoyed it.
Did you? Did it feel like it was a 19-hour trip?
No, not at any cost.
No. What was your favorite part of this leg of the trip, getting here?
I think it was a 13-hour trip.
That was your favorite part?
Mm-hmm.
The first part?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, why? What made it the favorite part?
But I like both of them equally because I barely got sleep, but we had pretty good food. And then the next one, we had flavorless yogurt, but I went to sleep.
Okay, but the pasta was good, right?
It wasn't the best, but it was good.
Yeah. Okay, so far, what do we know about some of the differences?
That they give pretty good food out on a 6-hour trip and healthy food out. This is so sad. On the 13-hour trip.
Yeah, the food was good. The food was good. How did you sleep?
It was loud and bright. They went to sleep.
You went to sleep. I remember.
Yeah, it was loud and bright.
So we got to the airport. We picked up our bags. Our driver got us to the hotel. Check-in is at 2 p.m. And it is
the hotel.
And it is 5 in the morning. So
like 500 million hours.
No, we're not. We're going to have to wait until 7 or 8 o'clock to see if we can check in early. And so that is our arrival.
Can I see something cool?
I think the time difference was like 12 hours. So in terms of jet lag, our days and nights were flipped. It took us maybe 3 or 4 days to get over jet lag. And those first two nights were in Colombo. So luckily we stayed at a hotel that had a pool that was open until 12 midnight. So when the kids were up at like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night, we just went and we did a late night swim and they loved it. It's still a core memory for them.
Okay, this is day 2 of officially being in Sri Lanka. It is almost 4:30 and we're up. So, Noelle, what was your favorite part of yesterday?
Probably taking the night swim.
And what, did you try new foods?
Yes.
What new food did you try?
Passion fruit.
And what's the verdict? Was it delicious?
Yeah.
All right. And I'm going to teach you how to use the bidet today.
Okay.
The spray thingy in the bathroom.
No.
Cece, what did you try that was new yesterday?
Eating the fish.
Well, what did you try? Because mommy said try one thing new.
I tried papaya. It was yucky.
Papaya. Okay.
And I tried dragon fruit.
Dragon fruit. Was dragon fruit delicious?
Yeah, I ate it.
Okay. And you had the spicy butter chicken.
Butter chicken.
And what was your favorite part of yesterday?
My favorite part was eating breakfast.
Ooh, and so what are you going to eat today?
I'm going to eat a donut, and I'm going to eat new fruit, and I'm going to eat pancakes.
And
I'm gonna eat some jelly.
Did mommy say try one new thing today? What's your one new thing?
My one new thing is...
You know they have pineapple jam, so let's try pineapple jam on a croissant.
Oh, I only want pineapple jam with a spoon.
Okay, so
pineapple jam.
I'm going to try some traditional Sri Lankan breakfast items. Yesterday, we tried a coconut roti. That was my try. And then I had some curry fish. So we'll see what adventures this morning holds. But my friend, sister-in-law, and her daughter are supposed to come and take us around today. We'll probably do a city tour that the hotel offers. And then I need to run to the mall to get a power converter. So what was your favorite part of yesterday?
When you met with Primo's family.
What was the best part of that?
Drinking juice.
And
having fun.
With other kids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Running around.
Oh, Mom, did you enjoy the pool?
Yeah.
Yeah. What was your favorite thing to eat yesterday? The French fries were pretty good.
Yeah, that's the only thing I really like to eat.
At the, what was it? The gall face.
Yeah.
Well, this was our first stop. It's for us to shake off the crust of travel, get over jet lag. And then today we leave for the Kandy region, which is the mountainous region of Sri Lanka, where there's tea and we'll do a tea party.
We're going to stop by Elephant Thing to see the elephants take a shower.
The elephant sanctuary. Cece, what was your favorite part of yesterday?
My favorite part was yesterday was hanging out with my other sister.
With Liana? What was your favorite thing to do?
My favorite thing was doing drinks.
Having drinks?
Yeah. Obviously.
And what was your favorite thing to eat?
My favorite thing was eating my milkshake.
Your milkshake? Yeah, that was a big girl milkshake.
It was gigantic.
Yes. So are you looking forward to, we're going to have tea and cakes at the next location?
And sushi.
Are you excited?
Mama.
Yeah.
Today, Mama wear these pajamas because the wet. But I didn't want the bed.
Okay. So we'll actually, when we get to the next hotel, I'm going to do laundry. Okay. All right. Well, there you have it. So we are leaving the city of Colombo, which is our first stop on our Sri Lankan adventure, and we're going into the Kandy region. I will say yesterday was a lot. We saw and we did a lot. We got to meet Priyamal's family, and they're all very sweet. We went to malls. I purchased the incorrect converters, so I'm here with my laptop, but without power supply. So hopefully I get power supply today. I feel so terrible that I have the family on a goose chase because I need a 3-prong converter and I only have a 2-prong converter. So a 2-prong converter for my laptop. So yeah, so hopefully I get that done. So it is almost 6 o'clock in the morning here. So we're going to get up and get ourselves packed up and go have a luxurious breakfast. And then we're going to hit the road with the first stop being the elephant sanctuary, where we shall hopefully see the elephants get a bath in the river.
Our drive to Kandy, we were going into the mountainous regions of Sri Lanka, and that was about a 5-hour drive. There were lots of swervy roads. One of us did get hit with motion sickness. And so I'm glad we did have some motion sickness medication and some patches that helped to alleviate some of the worst parts of motion sickness. And then I did carry plastic shopping bags with me just in case to capture any messes. So we did have, one of the kids got sick, but we did not ruin the car.
So we arrived in Kandy yesterday. And it was about a 3.5-hour drive. We did a few stops along the way. We got some spiced fresh pineapple. We got cashews. We got some mangosteen and rambutan. We even stopped and got durian. And so if you know anything about durian, you know that the smell is what gets you. And so this was the first time trying it in real life. And it tastes like a creamy mango in terms of super sweet mango, but it was a creamy texture and it tastes like onion and garlic kind of mixed in with a mango, and it was kind of creamy. It was just an interesting experience. And so most of the people that I know of Asian descent who live in areas where durian is grown, they say that it tastes a lot better than it smells. And so I could see that it was really sweet, surprisingly, but it has an aftertaste to me that is like the smell. So it stayed with us. My two girls tried it. The older girl was a little bit more adventurous than the baby. And so it was interesting. And then we did some elephant excursions. And my favorite part, being a backyard gardener, was that we got to visit an herb garden and we got to see where all the different spices grow, like the way all the different spices grow, like allspice, cinnamon, cardamom, nutmeg, and some of my other favorite spices, vanilla, and medicinals. So got a few of those things to bring back. So Noelle, what was your favorite part of yesterday?
My favorite part was riding an elephant.
And
petting an elephant and feeding it.
Okay. And what was the new food that you tried yesterday?
What's it called?
Durian?
Durian, yes. Durian.
And how did it taste to you?
Terrible.
Terrible? Why?
It was too sweet and too soppy.
Soppy?
Saki.
Saki?
That's how it tasted.
Like a sock? You're silly. So we're staying at the Maya Hill, and it is interesting. This is another old world style hotel, and I would definitely say it's old world. We are in the tea region of Sri Lanka, and we have an amazing view. We're in the mountainside, so we had to drive up the windy hill to get to the resort. So yeah, definitely of the two hotels that we actually stayed at, I think that we thoroughly enjoyed the Merino better, but also it's comparing apples to oranges because one is in the city, one is in the countryside, but in terms of service, everyone is really nice. But the Marina, it was more up to date, and they really had their staff well trained with a smooth and orderly running situation. So, but yeah, that was yesterday. We did a lot in terms of making the best of the drive. Do you want to talk now? Okay. Are you sure? What was your favorite part of yesterday? Come here. Did you enjoy the elephant ride? Did you ride the elephant? They can't hear you when you say, mm-mm. Did you ride the elephant?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm scared.
You were scared?
Really wanted the elephants to spray me.
You wanted the elephants to spray you?
Yeah. So I could get mine wet. Yeah, that's why.
So you could get all wet? Did you like to see the elephants take the bath?
Mm-mm. I want the elephants spray me with their paws.
With their nose? Mm-hmm. With their trunk? Yeah, what was your favorite food trying yesterday?
My favorite food trying yesterday was donuts.
You had the donut, but you also had cashews, right?
Cashews? What's cashews?
The roast cashew nuts?
Oh, cashew nuts.
Remember we had them in the roast? Did you like those, or did you like the spicy pineapple?
I like cashew nuts.
And then, where did you stay when Mommy and Noelle rode the elephant?
With Mizonica. With Mizonica.
Okay. So that was yesterday. So today we're going to go to Candy.
And we're going to the pool.
You like the pool?
Mm-hmm. I go throw on the water and I get to splash. Splash, splash.
Yes. All right, we're going to go into Candy today. We're going to go to a supermarket to grab some snacks.
So my friend did warn us that the tea region would be chilly, so we carried light jackets. But we found that it wasn't so much the air temperature that was chilly, but the outside pool was freezing. The kids did not get a lot of time to play in the pool. Noelle was the bravest of us all. She did more swimming in that chilly pool. Camille got in for a little bit. She splashed around. But for that part of the trip, I think we also had a day where we stayed at the hotel. And so the kids, the balcony was beautiful. The view was amazing. And so the kids sat out on the balcony, played with their tablets. I went out, took in the sights and the breath of fresh air. And this was during this day that I actually did some loads of laundry.
So this is day 5 or day 6. I've lost track, which is an amazing thing, an amazing feeling. And so yesterday, Janica
took us around to see some of the sights in Kandy. We saw the Temple of the Tooth, and we went to the Botanical Gardens. And as an avid gardener, it was spectacular, and we have wonderful pictures. So at the Temple of the Tooth, it was an interesting experience because we had to remove our shoes and we had to walk around barefooted. And then afterwards, we got to clean our feet. And then we went to visit Jonica's family, and they gave us a homemade lunch, which was definitely an interesting experience. The food was delicious, and watching the kids talk and engage in a cultural exchange was beautiful. We got invited to a wedding tomorrow, so more to come on that. Noelle, what was your favorite part?
My favorite part was probably when we got to eat the lunch.
At Jonica's house?
Yeah.
What was good about it? What made it your favorite part?
Chocolate.
The chocolate?
Oh, and when we went to Botanical Garden because they're gigantic koi.
Oh, yes, yes. I enjoyed the Orchid House myself and the Spice Garden. Camille, what was your favorite part of yesterday?
My favorite part of yesterday was playing.
And then when you were in the cleaner at the Temple of the Tooth,
and you poured water on me, did you do that on purpose?
You poured water on mommy on purpose. You're funny. You're funny. It was in Kandy. We went into the city and we got to meet Mr. Jonica's family. And so my kids got to meet his kids. They had a sweet afternoon together. His wife made us lunch. It was nice. And then we also got to meet, I think it was his brother-in-law. And we got invited to a Sri Lankan wedding.
And you're excited for the wedding?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Did you pick out your dress for the wedding?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to see a small, traditional Sinhalese wedding, and we're going to have wedding food, so we're excited for tomorrow.
Friday was when Mr. Jonica thought we said jewelry stores at a grocery store, and we went to a jewelry store, and I'm just like, Mama, this looks like a hotel. I don't think this is a... It looks more like a museum to me. And then we go into a room. They turn off the lights. They say, my mom's asked introduction before we go shopping. And they're like, yes, yes. And I said, Mama, I don't think this is a food store. He's like, we're just going to watch an introduction before we buy food. That's cool. Totally normal. Cool.
It was cool. But interesting, because it felt like we could not leave. I know.
All right.
And this is our last full day in Kandy. And so we're going to end with a celebration. So yesterday was amazing. We had our first all day in the hotel day. And we just relaxed. We hung out by the pool, which was still too cold. So the kids did a quick dip. They played for a little bit. And then we hung out in the lobby and on the grounds of the hotel, and just walked around to places that we hadn't gotten to. Now, we knew that we had gotten invited to a wedding reception that night. So once we were done, we had a nice lavish lunch in our hotel room, and then we took a long nap so that we would be able to get through the night. Unfortunately, we're still a bit jet lagged. I think today will probably be the last day of it because I was able to go to sleep and wake up at 6 in the morning. So that is good. All right, Camille, what was your favorite part of yesterday?
My favorite part was yesterday going to the wedding.
How beautiful was the bride?
How beautiful was the bride is the most beautiful.
And you enjoy weddings?
Yeah.
And did you get to see other kids?
Yeah.
And you had yummy desserts?
And mom.
Yes.
And also yesterday I like jumped in the pool. And I played it and splashed in the water so much that I really liked the pool and the wedding.
Oh, all right. Noelle, what was your favorite part of yesterday?
Probably the wedding.
Why?
Because that delicious dessert.
And?
Friends.
How many friends?
Three.
Yeah, you talked all night.
It felt like 15 minutes.
Yeah. What else did you enjoy about yesterday?
I enjoyed the pool.
And did you get to dive in the 8-foot water?
No.
No? Did the lifeguard say there was no diving?
There's not allowed to jump or dive.
That's what he told you?
Yep.
Oh, because he saw you the other day. He could have told you the other day, right? Let's see. Did you see anything interesting yesterday?
Yesterday we saw a really, really light blue bird with a really, really dark burgundy-ish back.
Oh, nice. Cool. Okay. So today is our last morning in Kandy. So we're going to pack up and get ready to go to Norelia. One of the things that I've done.
Country?
No, another part of Sri Lanka. So one of the things I tried to do with this trip was just really slow down, enjoy the time with the kids, enjoy listening to the kids play, and just connecting with people and with the environment wherever we go. So yesterday was a wonderful day. Today, I like to just ease into checkout morning, get the kids up. They go eat, take their time. They like to do bubble baths or long showers. So I let them play while I organize and pack up everything. I was trying to figure out a packing system. What I ended up going with for this trip was that I used the vacuum seal bag. So each of us has our own vacuum seal bag. And then I bought a couple extra for like dirty clothes. Yesterday, we did laundry at the hotel, which was cool. I'm not 100% sure what the bill came to be. I think I tallied it at $25. So they washed, bowled, and dried and brought everything back neatly. So now all I have to do is just pack up the kids' stuff. So I'd like to just take my time and think about the next place that we're going to and put those items on the top since each of us will still have our own bags and then just pack up everything. Tips from what I learned through this stay in Kandy is one, when we got in that first night, the kids were pretty much done for. They went to sleep and slept through dinner. So I just ordered pizza because pizza can be eaten cold. And most of the hotel rooms, they do have a refrigerator, but not a microwave. And so cold pizza, it was in a pinch. Get the snacks. We had to do a snack run because since you're not home and we don't always know what the next meal is going to be and if we're going to feel like eating, especially the kids. I think that's been my biggest stressor on a trip is making sure that they have one really good meal that they eat. And so for us consistently, that's been breakfast and dessert. So we did a snack run. We got yogurts. We got some chips and some cookies where they have water in all the rooms. The fruit is plentiful, but driving on the roadside in Kandy, we were able to pick up some fruit for the room too, which came in handy. For me, I have terrible allergies. And so my allergies started kicking up in the little first aid kit that I brought here. I forgot to bring allergy medicine for me, but I did bring a nasal spray, which helps with post-nasal drip. And then for the kids, I bought kitty allergy meds. And I bought Pepto and I bought Kaopectate, which ended up really coming in handy because the way post-nasal drip works is that it really deeply irritates your... What are you yelling at? It really irritates my stomach. And so without having any allergy medicine, I was able to just pop some children's Kaopectate throughout the night to settle my stomach. But yeah, so this is our last day in Kandy. I think it is Saturday morning. So we're going to head to our next location, which is Norelia. And tomorrow morning, we are doing a early morning safari. And so more to come. Okay, the Habarana Lodge was my
favorite stay of all of the stays, but this was the place where we also got attacked by a posse of monkeys and the children got chased by stray dogs. And it was like a scene out of Animals Gone Wild, but it was a beautiful property. They had a little playground where the kids got to play and I got to watch them from the balcony. And so it was a sweet, sweet spot.
Hi. So I'm pretty sure we are probably a day off, but we have moved to the Habarana location in Sri Lanka. The lodge is beautiful. I will detail it more on my YouTube channel. It's amazing. And it is just so green. This is the first point that reminds me of Bali. And okay, so we went on safari today and it was amazing. So Camille, what was your favorite part of today?
My favorite part of today was going in the pool and seeing the safari.
What animal was your favorite animal to see?
My favorite animal was seeing is peacocks.
Ooh, nice. And what was your favorite food to eat?
My favorite food to eat was turkey bacon.
Oh, all right. Noelle, what was your favorite part of being here in Habarana?
My favorite part was all the animals.
What animals did you see on safari?
Not just the safari.
What animals are you seeing that you love?
The one that we saw when we came back from the pool. So like me and Kim, we were just walking back from the park. We saw this gigantic lizard.
I think it was a Komodo dragon.
Komodo dragons, I don't think they live on this island.
What other animals did you see?
We also saw monkeys. We saw spider monkeys. We also got chased by two monkeys. We also saw elephants. Saw peacocks. We saw fish. We also saw plants. We also saw birds.
Did you experience the bush bathroom?
No.
No.
Yeah, no.
Never. Okay. Never. Do you like the pool?
Yes.
The pool here is glorious. Mommy actually got in the pool. It was warm.
Mama likes it.
I swam with the kids. So that was a lot of fun.
I did the handstand.
Yeah. Okay, you started trying lots of new things after we went to Janica's house for lunch. So what did you try new today and yesterday? You tried avocado ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
Was it delicious?
No. I said it was disgusting.
It was interesting.
I said I hated it.
It was interesting.
And I agree with you.
Okay. What was your favorite part of today?
Staying in the house by myself.
Yeah, you got some alone time. I think we all need some alone time. I mean, I take mine. I'm going to get a massage today before dinner.
I don't know. You said we were getting mani pedi live.
I know. I'll have to check at the next hotel because they do have manis and pedis, but this is our last day. And I just lost track of time. And it's been so beautiful. I wanted to explore the property more. All right. So that's our experience in Habarana. Tomorrow we check out and then we head to Norelia. And I think on the way up, so it's a four and a half hour drive, more windy turns. So we'll do some more ear patches to help with the motion sickness. But along the way, we're just going to take a slow, easy drive. And this is an herb region. So there are lots of herbs, lots of teas. So I'm just excited to explore it all. But that's it for today as we start to wind down. But it was another great kind of relaxing, easy day because the safari was at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I really appreciate more and more that I built some downtime into the trip. And when we stayed at the Grand Hotel in Norelia, this was a beautiful museum-like hotel, old English style. They had a bunch of old English gardens. We got to do a tea party experience. So we also had a day at the hotel where we got to swim in the pool, which was like a historic pool. The gardens, again, were beautiful. They had a little play area for the children. We left the hotel and walked down the block to the city park. The children got to play in the park. They had another botanical garden, so we got to walk around the garden. The kids got to run around and scream and do all the things that kids do.
Of them tried jackfruit for the first time. Noelle has been coming out of her shell with spicy foods, because when spicy foods are all that are around you, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. But she has been trying new foods and I just love it. She is blossoming on this trip. And Camille as well is so like out of her shell, like in conversations that she's having, the way that she's working with her sister and just exploring her surroundings as well. So it's been a lot of fun and time that I will never get back or would have never had with the kids if I didn't take this leap of faith. And yeah.
And finally, we reached the last leg of our trip, which we stayed in Willagumma Bay. This is where my friend Priyamal joined us on these last 8 days of the trip. He got his own room and I splurged for a large 2-bedroom family room. I was tired of sharing the bed with the kids, no matter how big the beds were. I really, at this point in the trip, I needed my space. I just needed some room to breathe. So this offered us that, and the room was huge. So the kids were able to sprint across the hotel room. And the floors were so thick, everything was so soundproof that I didn't worry about the kids making noise. So this was heaven.
So we are at Willagumma Bay in the ocean area of Sri Lanka. So a bay area, which is low key surfing, seafood, humidity. And so this is we are here for stuff. We are here for, I think we stayed 7 days here at the beach. We ended up getting a large family room, which is amazing for the kids and space for me. And yes. And so, Noelle, what has been your favorite part? What has been your favorite part of the beach vacation?
My favorite part was learning how to surf. And the new food I tried was baby coconut.
So Camille, what has been your favorite part of the beach part of the vacation? Yes, and what new foods did you try?
I tried pastries.
Pastries, did you try any coconut today?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
It was, how did it taste to you when you drank it?
Yummy.
Yummy? And you ate some of the coconut?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little bit sweet. And then what else did you do?
I see turtles.
You saw the turtles?
Yeah.
And did you drink tea?
Yeah.
You like the tea? You like the tea?
Yeah, I like tea.
That's good. What was your favorite tea?
The mint.
The white tea?
No, the mint.
The mint tea.
Yeah.
And did you like eating a chocolate cake?
Chocolate cake, yum.
I have definitely been enjoying this part of our vacation. It's felt very laid back. It's felt very chill. The kids, they're running up and down the room. I don't feel like they have to be quiet. Like I felt at one of the hotels, it just felt like a museum. So it's been good. We went to a white tea plantation while we were here, and they had like 48 different teas or so. So that was interesting because I knew teas taste different based on if they were fruity teas or herbal teas, but white tea, green tea, black tea, oolong tea, they all taste slightly different. And then to see them all out on display, to see how the colors changed as they get stronger and the different types. So that was a lot of fun for me. And that plantation also had cinnamon
rolling. So we got to see how cinnamon bark rolled into cinnamon sticks. So that was nice. So it was killing two birds with one stone, because we were looking for a cinnamon experience and a tea experience. We got them both in one. And then today we went to a turtle hatchery to see some turtles and find out interesting facts about turtles, and that the female turtle will hold on to sperm and she will decide when to fertilize the eggs and when to produce the eggs for release. And so that was interesting to find out. Girl power. It's interesting to watch the children interact with my friend Priyamal, because this is probably, aside from their uncle, the longest time that they've had around a male that I trust and that I've been around. It's interesting to watch their dynamic and how Noelle, who does not do spicy, is more willing to try spicy stuff if he's like ordering spicy stuff. And Camila's 5, so she will go between the two of us. It's just a really interesting dynamic to watch. And then I get to talk about the kids to him, and he's seen the kids when they were infants. So to watch me parent them in the flesh is a fun experience, and to hear them picking up on words. So it's been just really relaxing, and I've just been open to whatever God has, whatever the universe has for me at this stage in my life. Still trying real hard not to think about what awaits me when I get home. I do have a clean house, so that is great. And there were some groceries that I bought to just make sure we had a couple of meals by the time we got home. We have another 4 more days here, 1 more day in Colombo before we fly out. And so sky's the limit. And I think this is day 18 or day 19, because we're still at the same beach location. So I didn't have to do the day-to-day, but it's definitely been fun. We've eaten street food and fruits and veggies all the way up and down the coast. So that's been fun.
So yes, that was just a high-level peek into our 24-day vacation in Sri Lanka. I hope you enjoyed hearing about the trip through the eyes of my children, and that you too will consider going on an international adventure with your children when you all feel ready. I enjoyed retelling and revisiting this trip. So until next time, bye now.
Thanks for listening to Start to Finish Motherhood with Aisha. If you want to keep the conversation going, follow Start to Finish Motherhood on Instagram or email me at aisha@starttofinishmotherhood.com. If you love this episode, please share it with anyone who's thinking of becoming a single mother by choice, anyone who's already parenting as a single mother by choice and just looking for advice on navigating it all, or a friend or family member who's looking to support someone else's single mother by choice journey. Until next time, bye now.